Well, Russia says the U.S. has established some 20 military bases on the Syrian territory controlled by the Kurds. Alexander Venediktov, who is an aide to the Secretary of Russia's National Security Council, says that the United States and other foreign interference have hampered the establishment of peace in Syria. He says Washington has provoked Turkey to launch a military operation in northwestern Afrin region by boosting Kurdish forces with most advanced weaponry. Ankara launched a cross-border incursion into Afrin in mid-January to battle Kurdish YPG forces that it considers as terrorists. The Russian president says that Russia's intervention in Syria showed the country's defense capabilities have improved. Vladimir Putin made the comment in his annual State of the Nation address in Moscow. He also said that Moscow has restored its domestic air defense systems, adding that Russia has developed a new cruise missile that is invincible.
Sarmat is a very powerful, mighty weapon. Due to its characteristics, none, even prospective systems, anti-ballistic missiles, could be an obstacle for it.
The Russian president added that even the U.S. anti-missile systems in Europe and Asia cannot intercept the new cruise missile. Putin has stressed that Moscow will regard a nuclear attack on its allies as an attack on itself and will immediately respond. Putin also said that Russia has tested an array of new nuclear arms, including a nuclear-powered missile, which could reach almost any point on Earth. He also expressed tremendous concern about a use of nuclear weapons in the new U.S. doctrine. Last month, the Pentagon released a new nuclear arms policy, which would reverse the previous U.S. administration's decision to reduce the size and the scope of the country's arsenal and minimize the role of nuclear weapons. Political commentator Fred Ware believes that Russia has managed to upgrade its outdated weapons under Vladimir Putin's leadership.
I can say there was a period of time when it was completely, hopelessly wrecked and ruined. It was a carcass of its former Soviet self, and it could hardly field any sort of force at all. What it did have were old Soviet-era weapons. That has changed. It has turned around, and a lot of analysts in the West are slow to recognize that. There's been sweeping military reform, but also procurement of all kinds of new weapons that are not Soviet designs. This is what Putin said about the experience of Syria. I mean, going in to that Russian intervention in Syria, all sorts of Western commentators said, oh, they'll never be able to do it. They can't sustain a long-term intervention far from their borders. They're just hopeless. And now, you see, they did. And they also displayed a lot of new weapons, like that cruise missile, the Caliber.